first excerpt.
בעמוד 369 בחוברת של סוכות, קטע מספר 1, מועד ויום טוב. אנחנו נכנסים להכנה לשיעור.
First excerpt.
מועד ויום טוב.
Holidays.
בזמן שבא לאדם הערה מלמעלה, אפילו בזמן שהאדם עדיין לא בא לבחינת הערה,
to a person from above, even if a person has not yet come to the quality of cleansing, still, if a person takes this illumination in order to raise himself from the lowly state and to approximate the quality of bestow, then it is called that lo lishma brings him to lishma. In other words, that he walks upon the path of Torah.
And
it is called that one who rejoices in the holidays, there is no greater holidays
until
the moment when there is a great illumination from above that gets him close to the Creator.
Once again, אפילו בזמן שהאדם עדיין לא בא לבחינת טהרה, ומכל מקום, אם האדם לוקח את ההערה הזו,
still, if a person takes this illumination in order to raise him above the lowly state and to bring him close to the quality of bestow, with that, it's called that lo lishma brings him to lishma. And it's called that one who rejoices in the holidays, which means the holiday, meaning a good day. And of course, you don't have a greater holiday than the holiday of Sukkot. And that's when there's an illumination from above, which gets him close to the Creator.
נעשה שאלת סדנה, שוב כהכנה לשיעור, מה זה נקרא שהולך על דרך התורה?
We have a question for the workshop as preparation for the lesson. What does it mean that a person walks upon the path of Torah during the holidays? What does it mean that a person walks upon the path of the Torah during the holiday?
יום טוב זה בעצם הזדמנות, כי כשיש לך הזדמנות אז זה הופך, אתה יכול להפוך אותה לטוב. אז בעצם כל מועד וכל חג זה בעצם הזדמנות שלנו להפוך את המצבים למצבים טובים, והתורה בעצם זה האור, שהוא זה שעושה את השינוי בעצם, ולהשתמש באור.
What makes a difference using the light means to be connected, to be able to attract the light and to turn it into the Torah, essentially. Yes, and we know that eventually all we need to do is to come with our demand to the light, to attract the light, and we can do that together. And this is the opportunity that we have right now. It's our only opportunity to break through all the barriers and realize our destiny. So I have the same thought. A good day is we have the force where we are being told just demand just a tiny bit and the Creator will finish for us, complete the work for us.
Second excerpt. Each one has an excerpt from Rabash. One must sell the beams of his house. Each one has sparks of love towards his friend. And from all the sparks that come together, a flame will arise. A person must always sell the beams of his house. Each one has a spark of love towards his friend. But a spark is unable to light a fire, which is why they agreed that through their unification, from all of their sparks, a flame will arise. Question for the workshop. How, during the lesson, can we light up this fire of love? How can we collect all these sparks together in one place and we'll light this fire of love? How will we light this fire of love through all of our sparks?
We have to be in a state where we are connected, where the sparks are connected, to attract as many light as possible to correct us. We have to think about the entire world, clear about the entire, about the whole, so that they feel that we are able to attract the light, but mostly we have to be in the correct intention. And let's think about everyone to be able to be in this correct intention. Each and every one of us is a spark, and we make up one big fire. We have to think about the greatness of the friends and the greatness of the Creator. Let's put that as the goal in front of us. To connect these sparks, the sparks have to come closer to each other, and for us to be able to do that, we have to know ourselves before each other so that we can enter each other's hearts. So we have a goal and an opportunity for many, many sparks, and we know that the power of desire of the woman is strong. We just have to light them up, and I'm sure that we will feel it from our friends in the Israeli and in the world. So let's think about how do we create a huge fire from this lesson so that we have Simchat Torah at the end of the Sukkot holiday. We have to awaken each other. We give each other examples with a smile. We remember that this is it's a present that we've received, and we light each other's hearts inside with these sparks, and with the Creator's help, we will light a huge fire of love. We have to remember and remind each other to ask the Creator, ask for the Creator, for Him to be with us, so we feel the entire Kli. Our entire action is just to ask. To remember that the friends won't be able in the right intention if I don't think about them, to attract the light so that we can connect more and more. I am so inspired by everything that's happening around me. I don't think I've ever seen so many women here. It's insane. The hall here, there's no room for, there are women here from all over Israel and from the world, actually. There is no way that we will not warm each other up and not light our sparks. We will cross the screens and connect to all the women around the world that we're seeing. Open up our hearts, annul ourselves with the greatness of the goal and with one great demand to bring contentment to the Creator. Okay, dear friends, well, all we have left to do is like what Tahel told us, to open up the heart and bring our excitement from everything that's happening. We feel this excitement from all the women who just came So many women came, and all we have left to do is to do this act of unification of the sparks. And we work, we know that we work with the intention. Everything is within us. We feel everything internally, and we bring it outwards. We have an assignment, a mission. We have to take it and just realize it. Yes, this whole holiday of Sukkot is such an enormous present that we've received. It's like a continuous congress from before the time the congress has started. We have to be grateful and again just awaken ourselves and awaken friends and come with this prayer, this demand in our hearts, and add more, add additional thought and additional desire, so that we know that everyone is connected to it, and don't give up on each other. And we have to maintain the happiness because the Creator is revealed. When there's a place of happiness, and we have to listen, truly listen to each and every friend that is speaking, because the Creator speaks through the friends. Yes, from this excitement that we see here in the air, we can create this great demand with which we can attract huge lights for the advancement of the entire Kli. I'm going over the question as well. Again, how do we gather the sparks into one flame, one big flame? I heard Rav say today or yesterday that the Creator is amongst us. We don't need to remember or bring Him here. He's already here. And if we'll do what you all said, we will annul each other before friends, and then we will reveal it.